Welcome to the weekly Insurance News Wrap. I'm Paige Estertori, bringing you the latest updates in the insurance industry on behalf of Financial Services Online. Let's dive into the headlines. First up, the temperature is rising over debate of risk commission caps in the insurance sector. A faction of key figures, including MetLife Australia's Nathan Rees and coalition member Bert van Manen, are advocating for a review on the existing life insurance framework, questioning the current commission cap set at 60% upfront and a further 20% ongoing. This has shaken up conversations nationwide about the need for a more adaptable financial advisory system. According to a recent Slido poll, a slim majority of those polled support an 80-20 commission structure or a maintenance of the lower cap. This intensifying debate comes as labor introduces reforms and a new advisor tier, prompting further discussion on the ever-evolving roles of advisors in the industry. In more global news, businesses have been granted a breather as commercial insurance rates see a marked decrease in several regions. The Australia-Pacific area is leading this trend with an impressive 8% reduction in rates, according to Marsh's Commercial Price Monitor. This brings positive tidings for the second consecutive quarter, despite challenges highlighted by Marsh's John Donnelly, particularly in the U.S. casualty sector. It's not all good news, however. Western Australia's construction company DBD Developments has had to face the music after being fined for starting a construction project without secure, mandatory home indemnity insurance, a vital safeguard for homeowners. This serves as a timely reminder of the importance of adhering to legislation for the protection of consumers and integrity of the construction sector. Last but not least, our look at the news wouldn't be complete without mentioning the challenges faced by self-insurers. After a state insurance regulatory authority audit unveiled discrepancies in their workers' compensation self-insurance system, ISS Property Services in New South Wales has been put under the spotlight. This has resulted in CERA mandating a comprehensive remediation plan, placing stringent conditions upon the company, and highlighting the importance of exceeding compliance standards. And there you have it, the most notable stories in insurance for this week. Don't forget to check out our website at financialservicesonline.com.au for more industry insights. Once again, I'm Paige Estertori, and thank you for choosing Financial Services Online as your trusted insurance news source. Until next week, take care.